Medical experts are slated to weigh in on changes to Ketchikan School District's anti-COVID-19 policies at a special school board meeting scheduled for next Wednesday. That's after school board members discussed a variety of proposals to roll back protective measures to limit the spread of COVID-19. Ketchikan School Board wants advice from doctors and nurses before adjusting the district's COVID-19 mitigation measures. Board members floated a few different proposals at their November 10th meeting, which ranged from minor tweaks to a wholesale rollback of pandemic procedures. Board member Paul Robbins Jr. said he was worried about children taking their own lives. He cited federal public health statistics showing an increase in childhood suicide attempts since the pandemic took hold. As of this past spring, emergency room visits for attempted suicide are up more than 50% among middle school and high school age girls compared to the same period in 2019. He proposed setting a date at which COVID-19 restrictions would sunset.
So when we're talking about releasing some of the, sunsetting some of these mitigation measures, especially the ones around kids being able to get together, we are talking about saving lives and potentially a considerably larger amount of lives than we are with just masking or by restricting what they can do as far as sports and being able to interact with each other.
Board member Jordan Tabb cautioned against drawing strong conclusions about a connection between precautions against the pandemic and young people taking their own lives.
And I also want to address, you know, what I feel is that convenient attribution of, hey, we're seeing increased mental health symptoms as well as, you know, these mitigation measures. Surely the two must be related. Maybe, but maybe not.
Tabb, a state-licensed social worker, said that while it's clear the pandemic weighs on mental health, it's not clear that things like masks, health screenings, and strict limits on school visitors and spectators are driving children to suicide.
And as someone who does work specifically in the field of addressing childhood trauma and childhood suicide, I can absolutely say yes, COVID is a factor. COVID causes stress. COVID causes depression. COVID causes isolation. But it doesn't necessarily mean that mitigation measures also cause these things.
The study, available online from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, cautions that while emergency room visits are up, preliminary mortality data show that deaths by suicide among that age group actually decreased between 2019 and last year. The study's authors also write that the analysis is not designed to establish a causal link between the pandemic and suicide, a fact that Robbins acknowledged. Superintendent Melissa Johnson pointed out that students are not as isolated as they were during the spring of 2020 and portions of the following school year. The district's current COVID-19 plan does not cancel in-person classes, sports, or activities, regardless of the community's COVID-19 risk level.
The only difference was how many spectators would be able to come.
Board member Bridget Madsen said that without masks, unchecked spread of COVID-19 could leave schools short-staffed and force a rapid transition to virtual learning.
That's something that we haven't had to deal with this year. We haven't had to have an outbreak among staff. We've been able to keep staff in school, which allows our children to go to school. And for me, that is my goal, is to keep children in school.
Tabb pointed out that the school district's four-tier COVID-19 plan already has a built-in sunset clause. When Ketchikan has five or fewer COVID-19 cases, mask requirements and other protective measures are lifted. Board members also discussed loosening mask rules in gym classes. Board member Diane Gubitayo said her grandson had complained that masks make it difficult to breathe while running.
There are other mitigation things you can do in a gym. You can open the doors. Ventilation is a big item for CDC. Ventilation. You can space kids out when they're running.
Board member Keenan Sanderson pointed out that athletes in organized sports aren't required to wear masks.
Why is it that we have one set of policy for physical activity for students K through 12, and then we have a different policy for activities after school?
Johnson, the superintendent, said it came down to testing. Student athletes are tested twice a week in line with regional athletics rules. She said she'd looked into lifting mask requirements for ordinary gym classes where students are not tested regularly.
We put something out to every single PE teacher saying, could you do a mitigation plan in your class where you could feel confident on following the mitigation plan, which is a certain population of people far enough away? Could you develop a plan to where you don't have to have masks? And every single one of them said, I cannot do that.
Board member Bridget Madsen suggested keeping the district's mask mandate, but loosening quarantine requirements. She pointed to the Anchorage School District, which does not send students home to quarantine unless they show COVID-19 symptoms.
Because they believe, full stop, the safest place for any student is in school, full stop. So unless they're symptomatic or COVID, you know, where they would have to go home, they don't close contact quarantine in order to keep children in school.
She suggested the board consider that before ditching mask requirements. What specific changes will be up for consideration at Wednesday's special meeting are unclear. The board threw out a variety of potential topics near the end of the meeting, but the board took an informal vote to call the special meeting and hear input from health professionals before considering revisions. An agenda for Wednesday's 6 p.m. meeting at the White Cliff Building says only that the board will consider, quote, action regarding changes to the COVID Start Strong mitigation plan and school operations impacted by COVID, end quote. Public testimony will be limited to 5 minutes per person. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.